Fuck, because I don't smoke.
What do you have in your throat?
Nailed it.
When are we going live?
All right. Welcome, everybody, to our new daytime TV. I swear it's family friendly. Okay. Jen nailing her first appearance on the show today. And we're back. We're back with the Royal Daily Headlines. I have hopefully got stable internet. It's not raining, which I'm assuming was the issue yesterday, which is quite concerning. And we have a new way of displaying the headlines, even if my internet decides to be a pain in the bum. We have a plan B. So hopefully today goes swimmingly. And thank you all for being here. And before we get started, let's catch up with Jen. How are you doing? What's been going on, and how are you doing, Jen?
Oh, well, I had a lovely quiet weekend, the bank holiday. No, I've got out for a friend's 40th, and I've got a very sore throat now as a repercussion of never going out. I don't go out anymore since having a baby, and you can hear it in my throat. Yeah. And I've come home to the baby, his first tooth is coming through, and it's, what is it called, cutting at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's not a happy boy. So sleepless nights have, imagine that, you go out, you think, I'm going to rest for the next couple of days and recoup. And yeah, that isn't happening. So yeah, a bundle of joy.
I've seen a video the other day of this wee baby being held by its mum. And obviously it was teething, and it was slamming his face into his mum's face with his mouth open and going, all up and down her face. And the caption under the meme was attack 100, damage 0, right? And it was just so true, because when kids are teething, man, they look, you know, they look savage at some point, you know.
They look a bit possessed, and he's definitely biting like my clothing, my finger, and I can feel the little sharp thing coming through now. So the poor little mite. Yeah. So fingers crossed it doesn't take long.
Do you have those pacifier things that you put them in the freezer and it's very cold, so he bites?
Freezer? You mean woman?
It's like it's very cold. It's almost like it's not completely hard with ice, but it's kind of halfway through. So you give it to him, and the coldness numbs the gums.
You get little nets that you put fruit inside, and then put it in the freezer. Yeah,
or you put water. It's with water.
I thought it was just the fridge. I didn't know you could put it in the freezer.
Freeze it a little bit. Not completely solid, but, you know, just so it's cold enough and he can hold on to it, and he's biting on it and gums numb.
I would like to retract my previous statement about the freezer and go with the fridge on this one. There are ones that you do put in the freezer. I know exactly what Paul is thinking of. But the ones you're thinking of, the ones that are filled with water in the UK, like the wee soft ones, they go in the fridge. Yes.
There's me. Right. If I'd listened to that advice,
too good, too good. But Paula, how's your day been?
Awesome. Yeah, it's been awesome. I like, if you see the back is dark because my boss, she really is not a morning person, so I have to, and she sleeps with me clearly, you know. And then she's there. You know, she's always there. My city, my dog.
Yeah, the Poochie.
I just don't like to call her a dog. You know, I hate, I really don't. I feel like I'm demeaning her. So my boss is there. So she's having her beauty sleep. So everything has to be dark because, you know.
Keep her happy.
Yes, keep her happy. So yeah, everything's fine. And I'm glad your internet is working, Ron. Yay. Yeah,
me too. Right.
And that is a pampered pooch. I love that. The lights are off for her.
Seriously pampered.
Of course.
All right, let's see if we can get this first headline to work here. Here we go. So this was something we sort of touched on yesterday, which is some of the royal residents being opened up for public tour. Now, I'll be honest with you, if they allow cameras in, I am so down just for content for this channel to go and do one of these. I don't know what the rules and regulations will be, but I swear to God, I don't know why I thought Balmoral Castle was in Edinburgh, okay? Because it is like, look where this is, right? Look, this is where it is, okay? Okay. And then Edinburgh's like here. So it is up there. But
It's in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around it. Right?
Yeah, because they own all the land around by it.
Are you kidding me? They own all of that?
Yep. They'll be hunting.
Pretty much. Right. And that's where they hunt the stags. Obviously, it was the Queen's favourite home. Yep, she spent a lot of time up there. Absolutely loved it. It is stunning. I've never obviously been because it hasn't been open to the public. But for £100, would you pay £100, Ron, of your English money to go there?
It's not. Do I think it's good value for £100? That's not what I'm going to answer. I have spent more than £100 on garbage. Okay, actual garbage. All right. So this would actually be a better use of my money, even though it's a waste of my money. All right. This would be, at least I would get a day out from this, and I wouldn't be sitting here with £100 worth of cardboard questioning my life at 42 years old. Okay.
It's a historical building. You know, you go to the place where the Queen died, and it's a historical thing.
Because I've been to quite a few of them, but Windsor I used to live next door to, so that was one of my favourite go-tos. I sound so rah-rah there. I was like, yeah, I've been to Windsor.
I was just reading Pete's comment there. Yeah, Pete, I think there's a special barn up here as well. That'll be the barn that no one's allowed to go into, if you know what I
mean. Oh, you're on about the gentleman style, right?
Oh, I'm just saying there's some the walls could talk at Balmoral. I'm sure we'd all be mortified. It's £150 if you want to enjoy a royal tea. Hell yeah, I want to enjoy a royal tea. Just so
you go for work.
Well, why not? £50 just to moan about how terrible a cup of tea was. Why not? I mean, that's like what, 8 Starbucks, 6 Starbucks?
You'll get the cucumber sandwiches, the salmon sandwiches,
I'll get Sean to get me a set of those Google glasses with a camera built into them, and I'll just go in and secretly film the whole thing. See, actually, Balmoral, that's not my intention. That was just a joke. So don't ban us. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely be up for going and doing that because you know we've got a royal freaking show. Do you know what I'm saying? But sadly, it's not located where I thought it was, so it's going to take a little bit more organizing than that. So yeah. I will do it for you guys for sure.
Please.
What about you two? Would you pay that amount of money? And is it about the amount of money or is it more about the experience? Paula, what do you think?
You know what? I would have paid a lot of money if the Queen were alive just to go. But then again, the Queen doesn't do that. You know what I mean? That's what made it special.
Yeah, royal meet and greet.
The Queen didn't need to commercialize everything about her life.
Yeah.
I think I'm quite fascinated because the Queen died there.
Yeah.
Oh no. I would go. I would definitely go, and I would take the tea. You know. Yeah. And I think you can take pictures in certain areas, Ron.
Yeah. Oh no. If I'm going, I'm going with the intent of being undercover agent. Do you know what I'm saying? The glasses.
Are you taking your ghost hunting equipment? Just asking.
No, I think that would probably question what I was doing there. I'll have like one of the pens with the cameras in my pocket and then the glasses with the camera, and I'll just try and be nonchalant. I'll maybe invent a character. I'll maybe be like Hans from Germany for the day. Hello, I hear from Germany. I hear for the tour. It's fabulous. I'll maybe like create a character. Do you know what I'm saying?
I love Germany.
It's a fun wee day out. I apologize to any Germans that are listening as well. That was an
atrocious. No, you do sound like a German.
So yeah, there we go. First headline, Balmoral open. Let us know in the side chat if that is something that you would partake in. Again, for me, it's an outrageous price, but I would do it for you guys.
Well, you have to also take into consideration the hotel and everything, because if there's nothing around, you literally have to spend the night somewhere else. You know, it would be interesting if they could turn that into a hotel so you can spend the night, part of it, turn it into a hotel.
I tell you what,
I'll go and visit,
and for extra points, okay, if you're a member of the Sean Atwood channel, I will try and do urban camping on the Balmoral estate and not get caught, okay? Members only, you gotta sign up to the channel. I'm gonna get arrested, but what's the worst that can happen? Do you know what I'm saying? What's the worst that can happen? Like, really, nothing. So, urban camping on the Balmoral estate. What am I saying?
Did you see the headline? That Catherine and William invited those two wankers and told them to bring the kids? That's absolutely fake news, but somebody's putting out headline. I just want to debunk it right away.
Yeah, it's the whole Invictus Games run-up.
No, this is not for Invictus. This is not for Invictus. There's an article saying that Catherine and William invited Meghan, and this has been put out by Meghan, invited Meghan and Harry and told them to bring the kids. Absolute rubbish. Prince William has nothing to do with them. Absolutely nothing to do with them.
Yes, I did catch that one.
Is it this one you're talking about, Paula?
No. I'll send you the it's Meghan Markle. I'll send you to Catherine.
I don't want to open up any more apps to ruin my internet. Markle.
I'm just gonna say that that there was
Thank you very much, Zane.
There's this headline where they say that Catherine and William told Meghan Markle to bring the kids for a visit.
Yep.
I mean, I can guarantee you that Catherine and William, Princess Catherine and Prince William, at the moment, they're not even thinking of the Harkles because she's concentrating on getting better, you know. And I mean, people, and I do believe that of all the royals, William knows that a snake's nature is to bite you. So he's not stupid enough to allow Harry anywhere near him.
Yeah, here we go. Here's another headline that kind of ties in with what you were saying. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle's kids play a key role in the royal family reunion. I mean, I wouldn't say a key role. I would say they are like a blackmailing tool, if you see what I mean. Because I can see the king's want to see his grandchildren being felt by William, and William, you know, putting aside issues on the cuff of his father's getting to see his grandkids. What do you think about that? Do you think that's... Oh, here, Paul. I want to see Paula's reaction to this. Paula's like, I sent you the article.
They're trying to put it as though it's Catherine, because Harry and Meghan are fully aware that Catherine right now, you can't touch her. It's, people are still doing that, you know, with all those insane things that are saying about her, because there's zero respect nor humanity towards her. But but Catherine at the moment, well, she's always been an amazing lady, but because she's so respected, like the headline is, let me see, I'll tell you what it says. A royal expert, also known as Rachel Meghan Markle. Yeah,
that's my front door. Keep
going. William and Kate suggested Meghan and Harry bring their kids for a visit.
Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's my face too. When I read that, I like,
now,
like, the suggestion is not leading anywhere so far. So if they make it as though Harry and Meghan are rejecting them because they're so hurt by them, they're so terrible, that Harry and Meghan are thinking about it, that the future Queen of England is suggesting they bring their kids. F off, you know. Fist yourself, you know, do something. But, you know, these people are insane. I mean, what do you think?
All right.
Well, I personally, they're obviously trying to bring the kids in to fix this massive rift that's been going on for far too long, that I think is, personally, I think is irreparable. So the fact that they keep, like you said, actually, it was during a royal mess, Paula, and you said, they're going to use these kids as a weapon at some point. And I truly believe that this is the time that they're going to do it. They're going to go, right, well, Catherine's ill. Instead of being like, do you know what, Harry and Meghan, why don't you go over, go see her, let's build this bridge of everything going on. They're not. They're just trying to make it into a bigger deal, more media, more press. And it's getting quite sad, to be honest.
You know, I've been laughing too. I don't know if you know this. I've been laughing because, you know, I'm on X. So you know that visit she did at the hospital, LA Hospital, which is the wealthiest hospital, guys. I cannot stress this enough. This LA Hospital is one of the they're not hurting for money. I think they have too much money, okay? Because, for example, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they go there all the time. You see Kyle and, I mean, all they use it for photo ops. All these celebrities that they want to look good, or they're hitting a scandal or they're scandal ridden, they come there. They get their pictures taken. They always bring their cameras because, of course, it's a hospital. They don't have photographers around, right? So Meghan Markle, I think for the royal mess, I'll prepare and I'll send it to your room because this is too funny. They have the kids are coming in, right? this is LA, so of course they're going to speak Spanish. There's a lot of Hispanic. I've been there many times. So they start speaking Spanish, you know, because she says that she speaks Argentinian. And so the kids start talking just the most basic hola, blah, blah, blah. And you can see her, it's like, and then she completely ignores what they're saying and it just focuses on whatever speaking English to. I mean, this was a great opportunity for her to practice her Argentinian, to show us her fluent skills in Argentinian, yeah. You know, it's so funny. I was just like, my God,
she,
you know, like.
She does love to, she's the sort of person that would want watch one French film and assume that means now that she can speak French.
You see what of I'm course. Saying? Bonjour.
I'll send you her CV, her prior CV.
Yes.
We're speaking like 6 languages and 4 dialects. One of the dialects was Argentina, the other one was Creole.
Yeah, there's some bangers there. Well, listen,
hi, Queenie. I just want to say hi to Queenie. I feel like I
mean, oh, Queenie, she's great.
When you're in a movie show, and they say, can you say hi to somebody? I want to say hi to my mom, my cousin Bob. I'm sorry, hi, Queenie.
I wanted to. Wanted to pick Paula's brain because she is like the super source info queen about the article I read this morning. Meghan Markle risks being stripped of royal title due to the Orchard brand.
That can't happen. I'll tell you why. Because we have Fergie right now coming in a Hallmark movie, and you know. Credits are not to Sarah Ferguson, but to Duchess of York. I mean, the thing is, and this is why I am so upset. What makes me upset is that people don't understand that Fergie has super exploited everything. And the reason why Meghan Markle is able to have American Riviera Orchard is because Charles has Highgrove. I remember when he first did that thing to sell to Waitrose, you know, for food. He sold his. I remember I was in London when he first put it out there, you know, and the Queen was not happy. The Queen was not happy because she said, we don't sell stuff. You know, I mean, it's okay that you have the little royal, when you go to the castles, they have your little shop. But, you know, he was becoming a supplier to the supermarkets, Waitrose, and of course, high end, because he already has a captive market. Waitrose is not going to say no to Charles. Just the marketing alone is, you know, for their produce and everything that he sold, whether it was rubbish or not. But I hate to say it was actually quite good because I used to buy it at Waitrose. But but never mind that. Never mind that. So he's the one. Charles has been commercializing Fergie, guys. I mean, it's too bad that people don't understand that, or the internet, because even and nowadays with the cycle of news, you know, it's last week's news is like it might as well be like 4 years ago, right? Oh. So but Fergie, people say, oh, Fergie never talked bad about the Queen. BS. She started doing her round of interviews in the U.S. when she got divorced, calling the Queen cheap, that she turned off the electricity, that she froze in the castle. She mocking the Queen for eating out of Tupperware, you know, that she had to turn off the lights and that the men in gray represented the Queen. So if you're trashing her workers, you're trashing the one who runs the place. And if you imply that she was just a puppet, that is disrespectful in itself.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, I kind of.
Well, okay. How can we say to Meghan, you can't have an American Orchard because she's not. It's not the Duchess of Sussex thing. It's American Orchard by the Duchess of Sussex, just like Fergie when she writes her books, when she did Weight Watchers, it was Weight Watchers by Duchess of York.
What you've just said there is a beautiful segue. Okay, because. Yeah. The next headline, okay, which I'm just going to bring up now and hopefully not break anything, okay, is Meghan Markle's new brand slammed as ridiculous as no one wants her jam and clothes. It's such a good headline.
It's not clothes, it's cloths.
Sean, this is why I can't write things on thumbnails, mate. This is why it takes me to write Ron Johnson and not John Ronson. Okay. Like cloths. Yes. No one wants her jam and cloths. All I'm saying, okay, is that it's a headline and a half. Okay. Look at our wee face here. But why? Why not buy my jam? Why not buy cloths?
I wouldn't buy anything jelly. I wouldn't buy anything wobbly nor jelly coming out of Meghan.
Okay, Meghan Markle's new lifestyle brand is ridiculous, and no one will want to buy the products she has to offer. See, I can read everyone in the side chat horrified. Never mind. A royal expert explained.
So, but is there not a protocol that if you do have that name and you're working with a title that you have to, if you're going to put your title to a product, that it has to go through certain protocols or something like that? Or is it just, she allowed to do this free-for-all movement?
Traditionally, products that were used by the royals got a royal seal. Like, like, do you remember the golden syrup? Lion's Golden Syrup, the metal tins. You know what Lion's Golden Syrup
is? Oh, my God, yes.
That's got a royal seal on it. Oh, Tina just came in, and then Tina just vanished. Tina, come back.
The royal warrant.
That's right.
But look, the thing is, though, Jen, that the brand of the name is American Riviera Orchard, not the Duchess of Sussex. It's done by her. So she sneaks the title in without using the title to call it. For example, the books that Sarah wrote, that Fergie wrote, were by the Duchess of York. Squidgy or whatever the hell the name was is like, and then by the Duchess of York. The Duchess of York is a spokeswoman for Weight Watchers. The Duchess of York is selling at Harrods, you know, for the, she had a brand of like pretty much even selling toilet paper. So Meghan Markle is just following the footsteps of Fergie. So how can they tell Meghan you can't do it when there's a precedent already of other people, of other royals, Charles and Fergie?
I almost feel like in the battle of whether or not Meghan should be allowed to do this, I'm okay with Meghan doing this because I feel like she's left the royal family. Sure, she abuses the titles. We can go on about that all day. But they have left the royal family effectively, right? So
yeah, but that's not it. I disagree with you, Ron, in there. Because, for example, when you leave, let's say you're working for Apple.
Yeah.
If you leave, if you were the CEO of Apple and you leave, you're not forever gonna call yourself the CEO of Apple.
Yeah, but this is a title.
You can put it on your like curriculum virtue.
Yeah, for example, in Norway right now, King Harald, he told his youngest daughter, Princess Mette Louise, that if she wants that for commercial endeavors, she has to go with her name, not a title. She cannot use the title because she was selling angels. Her soon-to-be husband is a shaman or whatever the hell it was. Yeah. Well, the king, because it cheapens, it denigrates. Exploiting it.
I agree, but this is Meghan Markle we're talking about. We can't apply normal human thought process and what normal humans do out of respect for culture and things like this to Meghan Markle. She's a rogue. She's a maverick. She is the maverick in this league, okay? You know what I'm saying? She's jam and cloths, mate. The royal, what is it, American Riviera Orchard? What are you talking about, love?
You know what she actually wanted to call it? American Royal Orchard.
Oh, yeah, of course she did. She's savage.
Mate. Yeah, they put the brakes on that pretty fast, didn't they? Okay, hello, Tina.
I need to make a new thing for the bottom of this. It covers everybody up. Okay, so I'm going to go like this, and then we're going to put Tina here. And
the internet keeps freezing. Is it me?
It's pretty chilly, isn't it?
What?
We had a good start.
Her internet is freezing, she said.
Her internet was freezing. Yeah, the internet. No, it's freezing.
I want the news, not the weather.
You know, Tina has the most beautiful eyes. I swear to God.
He does.
That's okay. Well, listen.
What is the next one, Ron? Because...
No, listen, I'm not ready yet. One second. I'm telling you now.
Another headline is Meghan Markle getting ready for her third child.
Wait a second. I'm telling you now, as soon as this stuff goes on sale, I'm definitely buying something from her shop. I'm telling you that
of course,
right now.
And you hold on to it for years until.
Do not buy her jam. Do not buy her jam.
I am definitely buying the jam, and I want it to sit on the shelf up there. And that is, that's, I might even buy two and do a giveaway.
So you're giving her, but if you do that, you're going to make me fly to over where you are and just smash that thing over. You cannot give her for promotion.
If you want to see, if you want to see a massive treasure hunt across the UK where Paula has to track me down to smash my jam, just type one in the side.
Hello, Tina. Hello.
How are you, Tina?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Yeah, very, very good. I realize I need to make a new thing for the bottom of here because this is too big. Everyone's getting
you can make
up.
It smaller.
Yeah, I will. I will do. But how's your week been? What's been going on with you? We're talking about headlines. So if you've got a headline you want to throw in before I start throwing more at you, feel free. But how you been keeping? How was the wedding? Tell us around.
The wedding was amazing. It was beautiful. Like way too much prosecco, too many bottles. Never drinking again. It was beautiful. Thank you. And it's been Easter holidays, isn't it? And it's entertaining the children in the grey and the rain of the UK. So it's been...
Yes.
You know, so as for headlines, the only one I see this morning where it's Harry now feels remorseful and he's in pain because of Catherine and what he wrote about her in the book.
Wow. No. He is saying all this is because the media and everyone has now confirmed what a superhero Catherine is. I get told off calling her Kate, don't I? Yeah. Catherine is. So he is coming back like a little maggot with his tail between his legs because of what he said.
Interesting, because that just so happens to segue into our next headline. Royal family frenzy as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle hit with launch of bombshell royal book. Oh my goodness.
No, it is our favourite, Lady Colin Campbell.
Sunday Times bestseller All in Royalty, Lady Colin Campbell has released a new edition of her book titled Meghan and Harry, The Royal Story. Bum, 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 bum. Anybody read it? Anybody going to be reading it? What do you think? Tell me your thoughts.
100%. I love Lady Colin Campbell. She's absolutely brilliant. I told Sean about this morning and he said he's going to send her a message and see if she wants to do another podcast.
Yeah, that would be great.
So you heard the news here. So, yeah, much respect for Lady Colin Campbell. It's not going to be pretty about Harry and Meghan, obviously. But,
listen, sit on that. Girls got to eat. Do you know what I'm saying? Girls got to eat. So she got to get those headlines. Do you know what I'm saying? But I mean, what do you think, Paula? What are your thoughts on Lady Colin Campbell's new book, her previous books? What are you thinking? Look at that face.
You know what I think. So I'm going to say here.
Okay, Tina. What about you, Tina? Have you seen anything this week that's sort of got your back up?
Well, yeah, obviously Meghan rocking up at holidays, hospitals with poorly children. And it just stinks, doesn't it? You know, I done a post on it and I was like, remember a few weeks back on A Royal Mess and I said she could wrap around herself in like a million puppies and kittens and it still wouldn't work. And she went for the poorly children and that still doesn't work. And you would have thought she'd be aware of actually anything she puts on her platform will be picked apart in the fact that she's happy to place children in front of her, you know. Yeah, and it just don't sit right, does it? I know celebrities do that, but it's just, you know, in the whole taking a, what's it called? The camera that she took that it prints out, what, the Polaroid, so they could print out and they could... And what was it she said? She had said to one of the children she's overheard saying, the beauty in the camera is we can both like witness the picture coming up. I can't think of it, but it's Meghan Markle to a T. And it's just like, you gave them a picture of you, you know? Is there any more levels of narcissism, in my opinion, that we can reach with this woman?
Oh, yeah. I don't even think we've peaked yet. I think we're going to get to the end of all the known knowledge of narcissism, and then we're going to see a whole new era of psychiatry coming out around the Markleism. That's probably going to be the new term for it.
The joy of the camera is the fact we get to watch the picture develop.
Yeah. The best thing for me this year was the Lemonade podcast, because that gave me hope that she's open to a TLC reality show contract. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want that. I want a TLC. I don't want a good reality show. I want the bottom of the barrel TLC style shizzle. That's what I'm wanting. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I really can't wait. But a lot of positive vibes there for Lady C. A lot of people saying they've already ordered the book. A lot of people saying they're going to order the book. She is a fantastic lady. She puts information across with some poeticness that I think is lost these days. So, but yeah, what about anybody else? Is there anything else that you guys have seen in the headlines?
Well, look at this. Look at this. I don't know if you can see this. This is the woman that Harry was actually wanted to chat up when he was dating Meghan Markle at the beginning, when Meghan Markle tried to get her hooks on him. Her name is Sarah Ann Macklin, and he was desperate. They went on a few dates, but apparently she didn't want to have anything to do with him.
She should have. What Harry should have done was get the same moisturizer as her mum used to wear, and then worn that with the same perfume as her mum wore on the date, and use Meghan's tactics. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's what sane and rational people do. They use scent lures to hunt humans. Do you know what I'm saying?
He went on a few dates with her. Apparently, he was desperate. He was phoning her, not like Meghan Markle phoning him. This is what Meghan Markle. This is why in 2016 they really weren't an item, guys. Meghan Markle didn't spend Christmas nor New Year's with him. It wasn't until you know, even though he put out that statement, they didn't spend New Year's together or anything like that. And he was calling this woman up until. They said that people are wrongly reporting that that after they went on that trip a few weeks and whatever the hell it was that they went to, he was still calling this lady. And it was because this lady turned him down that he continued with Meghan Markle. But, you know.
I just had a really good idea for some merch, like Meghan's Bait Shop expert scented lures. That has to happen. Like, I'm thinking out loud here. No one cares. Okay, so headlines, people. I've dished out my headlines. So I'm quite happy if you guys want to sit. Have a little. Where's Tina? She's down here somewhere. Oh, there she is. Hi, Tina. Sorry, you were lost at the bottom of the display here. I'm quite happy if you guys want to air some of your grievances about Harry, Meghan, the royal family for the last sort of segment of the show. I know a lot of you are saying they want the show to run longer, so we're going to.
Just so you know, you were talking about the places that are open to the public.
All right.
Buckingham Palace Center Room, you know, the one that they use before they go on the balcony, is also going to be open to the public.
Yeah. So you can. Effectively go. Are you allowed to actually go out on the balcony? I don't know if I've
ever. Let me see. $75 a ticket, British pounds, clearly.
Yeah.
How much?
That's going to be $75. There is going to be so many Instagram people trying to sneak in there to get the most outrageous selfie that will be taken by drones so that the phones can't be taken off them. I'm calling it now. There is going to be some outrageousness happening on that balcony. I'm down for that, too.
It says here, members of the public will be able to take a look behind the scenes of Buckingham Palace East Wing, the front facade which faces the mall, where crowds assemble on major occasions to see the monarchy. It doesn't say anything about the balcony. But you know what? I don't like it, to tell you the truth. I don't like that because the whole thing of the royals is the mystery. Can you imagine? Oh, I'd be able to take a picture of me waving on the balcony.
That is what the Queen said. Obviously, the USP was the fact that you couldn't go into their homes, you couldn't see how they were living, and it is the big royal mystery. But now they're opening it up for a price tag. Do you think it's going to effectively?
You know, no, I'm going to be honest.
Bad stink about it.
I think you have missed something here, right? Since the Queen died, the era of her reign is over. Okay, we're now in the King Charles era, and he's. Oh, you know, we had a young queen.
Modernizing.
No, it's not even modernizing. I think it's not even monetizing. I think it's at a point now where they need to ram it in people's faces to make people remember that it's still relevant. I'm being honest with you because
is that where you're getting the idea? Obviously, you were talking about Meghan and Harry earlier, but is that where you're getting the idea of what a reality show?
Yeah.
Let's get cameras up in the palaces.
Imagine, he's turning the palaces, the most intimate areas, into a Disneyland.
Yeah. But I think so many little people have an interest currently in Charles Monarch. You know, at least the Queen, she had a whole era of reigning. She stood out amongst the men of the day back then, which was...
You realize that all the money that they make on the ticket sales goes to the monarchy. That doesn't go to the people. That was one of the deals they made when Windsor burnt down. So one of the ways to raise the funds, Prince Philip came up with the idea to opening Buckingham Palace to help fund the rebuilding of Windsor.
Sure. Listen. If we can actually get something back for our money, like a tour of their house, surely that is better than them just taking our money and calling us peasants.
But Buckingham Palace is not their house. Buckingham Palace is not their house, Ron. Buckingham Palace is part of the Crown States.
It's one step closer. Maybe William will screw up his monarchy and we'll get another thing opened up. Do you know what I'm saying? Who knows?
I don't want to know anymore, though. I don't want to know anymore. I'm done.
I need tours. I need tours with hidden cameras and tours and bringing it all back for you guys and then probably getting shot.
But us mere mortals will never know the real truth.
another thing that's coming, guys. Another headline, Ron. You missed this one. Princess Beatrice will be annoyed and upset over Netflix dramatization of her father's interview because she apparently was the one who instigated that interview. She thought it was a good idea to have her father give that interview.
Yeah, I every time you mention Fergie's kids and Prince and King Charles now, I just see their characters from the Windsor series. I've been binging it so much. And I'll be honest, I feel like their characters are my now actual interpretation of the royal family. If you haven't seen this or you're in America outside the UK, get a VPN, set it to the UK, and get the Channel 4 app and look for Windsors. It is genius, genius.
And also, it's like the British sense of humour, the Windsor.
Oh, God.
You know, like, it really is. We've had this big American onslaught of interest into the royal family.
Yeah.
And the Windsors is pretty much the British sense of humour, as we have the royal family there. We would rip them, we can take the mick out of them, but you come for them, and we're like, don't do that.
Well, that's it. I mean, look at the way that Catherine is referred to as the gypsy by everybody in the Windsors, right? Like, do you know what I mean? And she's like, where's Catherine? Oh, she's away getting some copper piping out of the house down the road and stuff. It plays on every stereotype and amplifies it. And the way that they've made Camilla the Cruella de Vil evil character. Like, she tries to get pregnant.
I'm not gonna lie, I've done a complete 180, I was going to say 360, a 180 on Camilla. I was, unfortunately, many years ago, one of those people. And now I have nothing but the utmost respect for her and her in that position.
I'm still one of those people.
There's a lot of people. You know what?
Yeah, all the
people. Especially after her latest stunt, you know, that they said, after 13 engagements from January to mid-March, which is about an average of 1.5 engagements a week, which is getting in a car, driving her over there, getting off, walking for an hour. She took off to her state. This is misleading. This is absolute lies. She took off to her state for her well-needed rest. And she didn't go to her state, did she? She took off to Spain for 2 weeks to go hunting, leaving her very ill husband. And nobody, you know, if it were Diana or anybody, everybody, oh my God, they're apart. You know, he's dying of, he has serious cancer, and she takes off to Spain after only doing 13 engagements in 2.5 months, you know, and after a well-earned, but it's incredible, the PR machine. It's incredible. A well-earned, I'm like,
instead of going
to her state, Tina, she goes to Spain to a farm to hunt. Even the people in Spain were mocking that.
But to be honest, I don't think the British people really care. We know the royal family lie to us. We know the government lie to us. We don't really care it's just one of those. You come for that country. Yeah, well,
can you imagine if Catherine had done that? Look at what people are doing to Catherine. Can you imagine if Catherine had done that? That, oh, she's going to be an Annmer Hall. And then suddenly we find them that she's taken off to Spain. Oh, the royal marriage is in the rocks because Catherine took off on her own. How could she leave her sick husband? The headlines would be there.
The only reason people have done that to Catherine is because of Harry and Meghan making her the focal point of all that they have done. The only reason people have come for Catherine is because of the Sugar and the Sussex squad making her their target number one along with Charles. Like, Camilla can do what she wants. People, like Jen just said, you know, we respect her now, but we don't deeply care for her. You know, she's, you know,
no,
she's doing her thing. She supports Charles. Like, we don't think that deep. Go to Spain, do whatever you want to do. I don't think we really care to that point about Camilla. We do about Catherine and William because they are our future and our monarchy, you know, and their young family. Camilla and Charles are just old, aren't they? They're just seeing out. They're babysitting the
front. Hashtag care for Camilla.
I don't respect Camilla at all. Respect is something that is earned.
Here's a headline for you. And this one's going out to everyone that's watching right now. This is our second live show. This is our second episode. And we have got a 50% increase in viewership, up from 960 to 1,360 today. That is 771 on Twitter, 542 on YouTube, and 46 on Facebook. Well done, Facebook. You are growing exponentially. The one guy who has been there since the beginning of me tracking all this, who has kept it alive, I salute you. So make sure you hit the like button. We're not wrapping it up or anything. I'm just doing my job. Make sure you hit the like button.
You know what? That is a round of applause in itself. You've turned it. You did no advertising on the channel this week. You launched a new show, Ron. And look, there we go. Round of applause for Ron.
It's you guys watching that make it happen. So let us know. I know you guys want it a little bit longer. We've extended the show by 50% today, which will be about 45 minutes instead of 30. Let us know if you want longer. Let us know if you want some segments, because I thought maybe half an hour of headlines and then 3 10-minute segments could push us up to an hour where we're not just doing the same format as talking. We maybe have some viewer polls, some engagement. Maybe look at some historical stuff. I don't know.
You know what, Ron? You know what you could do, Ron? You know what you could do if you do the nail thing and you post it on YouTube for the next day. You can post a Q&A so people and ask him if they have headlines that they want us to discuss before we come in.
Oh, exactly. I'm reading the comments here. We need a quiz.
I have an even better idea. I am going to get a new SIM card, right? And we are going to do a WhatsApp number where you can add my number, send in a voice message that I can then listen, turn off my mic, listen to the message so that if you try and say anything racist,
then
that can be the phone in. Nailed it. So that's what we're going to do. That is the one, people. Yeah.
I love this.
The Facebook guy. Disco, what's happening? Maybe you're not on. Maybe you are. No, you're not. You're on YouTube. But that's fine. Big shout out to the Facebook crew. But that's what we'll do. So tomorrow I'll try and have that set up because, I mean.
Oh, so sorry. There's been a poll on Sean put on the channel while we've been doing this. He said, would you pay £150? So that's $190 to tour Balmoral Castle, including afternoon tea. And the poll has come back. 42% said yes. 58% said no.
Okay.
Just there you go. Bit of useless.
Nikki, you said my suggestion. So, I've got another show in the works, which I'm calling Atwood AM, which I'm going to be trying to start at 8 in the morning. That is focused on all the UK news, weird world news, and I've got a couple of co-hosts set up for that. We're just sort of waiting for the right time to trial it, because 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what some people are like at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I want to try and catch everyone in the UK kind of going to work or taking the kids to school and all that kind of stuff. So we're trying that. And that'll be heavily where the WhatsApp factor plays in, because I'm all about dragging yous into this now. I want to hear from yous. Definitely not just an easy way of making content. That's just not letting the content make it. okay? But it's for you guys. It's for you guys.
It's all for you.
I'm excited about that because I've been
Did you see James Middleton? He posted this really cute video of him and his dogs for Easter. They do the, instead of doing Easter egg hunt, it's Easter treat hunt, you know, with the little...
Oh, with the dogs!
Yeah.
That is adorable.
Right here, you know, it's here. It's here.
Oh,
they're freaking adorable.
That's so cute.
Little bits dying. Of fried. Oh, little bits of burnt chicken. Oh, God, Jesus.
Oh! I would love to have that many pets, you know. It's so nice. He did talk about depression and how they helped him heal it. You know, animals really do help guys. So do adopt a pet, you know.
Honestly, I got the Fenton joke then, yeah.
Honestly, have you seen that meme of the guy's dog running across the field? And it's a huge herd of deer that his dog's chasing right across the road. And all you see is
in a London park, yeah.
All you hear is, Fenton! It's Benton. It's not Fenton. I'm pretty sure it's Benton, right? But I could be wrong. And yeah, we've all been there. Every dog.
He was a very well spoken guy, wasn't he? Which made it particularly funny. Just running after his dog, chasing these deers out of control.
Ah, too good. Too good. It's Fenton. All right, I'll believe you, Test Tube. You sound like you know what you're talking about. I believe you. So what else? Let's slam another 5 minutes onto this before we end our second show. What else has everybody else got on the mind? I know Paula.
The reason why I talked about it is because Megan is now she's aiming at the pet food and pet shops and stuff like that.
Oh my
God!
Yeah, she's trademarking pet food and anything that has to do with pets. So
I'm here for it. I hope we get to a point where she becomes so powerful that there's no products in the world that aren't released other than the ones by Meghan. I want to see total domination globally.
The new Heinz.
I want to see her absorb every company and for everything to be Meghan, right? Let's just cut to the chase, all right? Let's just give her 6 months in Meghan universe and see how we do. Just for the banter. Come on, what's the worst that can happen? Come on, seriously, what's the worst that can happen?
No, I mean, it's kind of like terrible if you think about it. Her dog had two broken legs. I've never seen a dog with two broken legs. Maybe one, but two?
That's so random.
And then she got rid of the animals because she said that the animals didn't like Harry. I wonder why.
I just, you can't ignore the fact that even a dog was a victim. I just can't.
The dog had
trauma. Yeah. I just can't.
Maybe the dog just had enough and just threw himself.
Maybe the legs were actually fine and maybe they were bandaged up for the visual of sadness for Harry to be like, oh, your poor beagle is broken legs.
I freaking love beagles. I really want a corgi. I just want to point that out there. That's the best thing to ever come from the Royals are those goddamn corgis. They're just so adorable. Why are your legs so short? Why do you look like a German shepherd has been shrunk down and then had legs halved? Like, why? Why is that? I love it. I love it.
Do you think many people would be naming their daughters Megan?
Or Karen?
No. Normally, if you have a name or someone that's up and like rising, you have like this boom in that name speech.
Yeah, the baby boom of names.
I feel like when
Beyonce names her kids, like half the UK name their kids Beyonce's kids. Yeah.
I feel like in 15 years' time, the name Megan will be extinct.
That's a fun bit of data that we can chart over the next decade. You know how my brain works. That's a good one. That's a real good one. So listen, is there anything else you guys want to throw in? On our fantastic second episode, I want to apologize about the two swear words
that have happened in the comments.
From myself and from Jen, I sincerely apologize for the two swears in this daytime family-friendly show.
Did we swear? When?
The first thing that people heard was you swearing as soon as we went live.
Right, we'll have to delete the first minute of it.
Then something happened.
I didn't know we were live.
And then I dropped an F-bomb by accident midway through. And then, yeah, but we're fine. We'll get there. We're passionate people. Just leave Tina, just leave Tina on full screen for the rest of the episode.
No, don't.
Let's take us away as well. So she's just by her.
Sorry for the slap.
Yeah, that's okay. So listen, I think we've had another successful show. We'll be back tomorrow, okay? Same time, 12:30. And we'll also be back tomorrow night with A Royal Mess, the main show where we're going to be doing a refresher or a expose or a deep dive, whichever category you fall into, on Prince Harry and Africa and Baka. That's something that a lot of people in the side chat have been
saying. Dinah is joining us tomorrow.
P. Dinah is joining us tomorrow. But listen,
she has some information on Harry and Kiki and Sante Vale from Africa and stuff like that as well.
Sweet. I mean, anytime P. Dinah joins us, it's always a treat. The lady never opens her mouth without having something that hits home when she comes.
I'm really looking forward to this one. So I'll be joining the first hour at least. I've got Sean's parents coming over for the whole weekend. I should get his dad on. His dad could come join, couldn't he? We could listen.
Listen, if I've got a funny feeling, if Sean's dad ever meets me, he's going to sit me down and give me a long conversation about spelling, okay, and how important it is to spell check stuff. That I can see it coming. I feel like there's going to be this weird conversation. So yeah, that'll be fun. I can't wait for that one. Daddy Atwood.
I just want to say something about Tina. Tina, yeah. Don't second guess your posts on YouTube. I love them. And the reason why they're so powerful is because it's you. And, yeah. And you know, please don't second guess. Don't take them down. It's you. It's what people connect with. And you're amazing. I mean, I'm so honored that you talked to me. I really am so glad that you accepted my invite to begin with at the beginning. So don't take them down, right, guys? She
yeah, doesn't don't second guess yourself, Tina. No, I obviously don't know what post Paul is referring to, but
and she says it so beautifully, but then she feels bad because maybe she shouldn't have. And I'm like, I love them. At least, you know, I'm sure everybody.
I always say, if you're always your true of authentic self online, then no, you know what I mean. You can't be disappointed. You can't. You're gonna get shade. You're gonna get hate. Whatever goes on. But if you are your true self, and then what's wrong with that? Nobody can throw shade at you.
No, I know. I just think it was the post yesterday when you're speaking upon poorly children and stuff. It's a bit, you know, and then I was like, because I'm quite emotive and I can get quite passionate and deep.
I just want to say, if the King's brother's listening, you definitely don't be your true self. Dial back your truth.
There's some people who shouldn't.
Harry shouldn't be his true self.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But that's the thing, the responsibility you get, even with a tiny platform like mine, it's the worry about affecting other people. And that's why I would never relate to what Harry and Meghan have done with a platform so gigantic. In actually how they've probably affected a lot of people's mental health in watching what they've done, you know? It's that understanding of people watching and feeling or reacting to what you're saying, and that dynamic when you do put yourself out there online and speak about the aftermath of domestic abuse and stuff like that, you know? So, that's something I will always do, but I will always persevere with Paula going, put it back up!
I always tell her, don't let me get Latino on your butt. Sorry. You know, I'm gonna get Latino. Don't make me put Latino on you. I'm like, so why are you making me be Latina with you? You know, because Tina, you know what you don't understand is, like, I know a lot of people hate me, but a lot, what you do as somebody, when you voice your things, you can sometimes voice other people's frustrations. You know, like you're saying something mm-hmm. because you're coming from a very genuine place. You don't care what people think. You don't care. You're really being honest and you're putting yourself out there. And I can guarantee you that a lot of people are going to feel, oh my God, she's saying exactly what I'm thinking. And I would never have the courage to say. So it, don't worry about it. You know, people are. You can be Mother Teresa and still people are going to trash you. And I'm not saying I am or anything like that, but I'm just saying, no matter what you're doing, look at Princess Catherine. No matter what she does now, you know, she has become a punchline for everybody. Yeah. So, you know, don't worry about it. And your posts are powerful. I love them. And I just want to say, why does she still have a tiny...
You know, it's not about the hate.
Why aren't you guys subscribing to her channel?
Why are you subscribed to it? Yeah, everyone subscribe to Tina. Is there a mod putting in?
Why the hell are you all talking over the top of each other? I was like synchronized talking over the top of each other. You all had a wee shot there.
It's subscribe, the
subscribe to Tina. She's amazing. Have you ever ordered something off of Amazon and then it requires an app and then you download the app and you're like, is China about to have access to every single thing on my network? What the hell is Govee?
Like, why have you got red lights going up?
You mean you have to download an app? What do you mean by that?
They're smart bulbs. You're freaking rumors.
You don't use a switch or something?
Nah. Smart bulb. Nerd. Smart bulb.
Right. So I've just had Sean walk in the room. He told me to tell you Atwood Unleashed Day at 5:45 and then looking at Prince Andrew's finances.
Sweet. Nice.
What did you say?
So to Atwood Unleashed, which is being aired today at 5:45, they are looking into Prince Andrew's finances. So
that's not going to be good.
All the viewers.
We
can talk about that on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, and not only that, guys. If you think we're talking about Andrew right now, you know how I really believe that Andrew was used. He's an idiot, absolute moron. But he was used as a scapegoat for many powerful people in the U.S.,
We can't go into that.
No. But the next one, the point that I'm getting at is that the next one who's going to be the scapegoat is Harry.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got a video coming out this weekend all about P. Diddy, Harry, the history repeating factor, and a whole bunch of things. So we'll be getting into that. And like Jen was saying, tonight on Atwood Unleashed, which is directly on the Sean Atwood channel, you'll be able to get a link for that as soon as you leave here. If you go onto the main channel and click on Lives, you will see Atwood Unleashed. The thumbnail is probably going to change because I need to put a new thumbnail up. But other than that, make sure you go and check that out because we don't talk about Atwood Unleashed because it's usually done by a Friday. So now we've got the daily shows. Make sure you go and check that out because it is long format content and covers a lot of interesting topics. So make sure.
And the guests they're getting better and better, aren't they?
You're going to have the psychic thing, Jen.
So that's going to be, Ron's working on something at the moment because, we've had to shuffle a few things around on the channel. Like Atwood Unleashed is now, because of Sean being away, on Thursday for the next week, then I think it's going to Wednesday. So we're just having a shuffle around and finding a few slots so everything's regular, because I think that's what people need, is just you know what time. Obviously the Royal News Flash every day at 12:30, and then you've got Royal Mess every Friday night, and when it gets moved to a Saturday, nobody likes it. They can't cope. They need it on the Friday night. So we're having to play around.
Consistency is key. All right. Well, listen, you flipping amazing people out there on the panel who make all of this the awesome show that it is. Thank you for being here. Let me just swap Jen around there, and I'll need to fix this. This is just a nightmare. In fact, you know what? It's just going to be me. If I can't make everybody sad, I'm just going to please myself. So there we go. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for liking and subscribing. Make sure you leave feedback. We've extended the show by half an hour. We sort of went in a chitty-chatty section. Do you like that? Do you want some segments? Do you have ideas for segments? Make sure you go and check out Antwood Unleashed. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Jen's got something to say. Here we go.
Well, several things. I think we definitely need to do the Q&As, so please put that in the comments below. I think we need that. And please subscribe to my family channel. It's there, at Atwood Family. There's the comments about Baby Ziggy. I'm like, head over to there. You can see the cutest little videos I put up. Yeah. I'm going to be regularly putting them up more and more and more and more. So we're doing super cute stuff. So head over. Thank you.
Unfortunately, your channel is covered by the Newsflash, Brandon, so you might have to tell people the name. I'll
write it on my notepad here.
Go old school with it. But
put it in the link in this video in a minute.
Yeah, there we go. But listen, thank you everybody for being here. We will see you all tomorrow at 12:30. And then, of course, tomorrow night at 8:30 for the main show. You're all awesome. And we'll see you. We'll see you in the next one. Thanks for being here. Like and subscribe, share, all that stuff.
Thank you all. Thank you, Paula.
Bye-bye, sweetie. See you later.
Bye, everyone. Bye.